Let's try something, Madeline. If I say the words hydrolyzed soy protein, what am I talking about?
Some disgusting food source I don't want to ingest.
How about autolyzed yeast?
Ibid.
Sodium caseinate.
You know what I'm going to say?
Okay, how about MSG?
MSG, headache, Chinese food.
Well, you're exactly right. These products I talked about are one and the same. MSG, as you suggest, has become quite disliked, so companies who add it to the food have come up with new names for it. Sarah Dickerman writes about food for the online magazine Slate. She's been a cook herself, and she reminds us what MSG is and why it would be in food in the first place.
MSG is monosodium glutamate, which is a salt of the amino acid glutamic acid. And it's used as a flavor enhancer. In the United States, you'll most likely find it on grocery shelves as accent.
Who was the first person and why to use MSG?
The person who discovered it was a Japanese chemistry professor. He was eating a bowl of soup and recognized a flavor in it that he felt like was distinct as a taste, and he figured out that this soup, which was made from seaweed, had large quantities of glutamate, which is that amino acid, and he realized that that flavor could somehow maybe become something valuable for the kitchen.
Who's starting this movement back toward MSG?
Well, I wouldn't overemphasize how much of a movement it is. I just was curious because I saw a New York chef named David Chang quoted saying that he used Kewpie mayonnaise in his lobster rolls, and he said it's the best mayonnaise in the world because it has MSG. And that was very strange for me because I haven't heard anyone say anything nice about MSG, I think, as long as I've been alive. And what you find is that chefs don't really advocate MSG. They advocate something that's very closely associated with it, which is the concept of umami, which is also known as the fifth flavor.
Umami?
Yes. For a long time, of course, we've known about the four generally accepted tastes, which are bitter, salty, sour, and sweet. Flavor is a more complicated concept, which is those tastes in combination with the sensation of aromas and, to some degree, the sensation of something like chili heat on your tongue, which is actually a form of pain, all combined to make flavor. In 2000, some scientists published a report that strongly suggests that umami is, in fact, a taste and not just a flavor.
So that could be the background appeal of MSG, right?
The appeal of umami is that it adds a real richness. It's also described as more mouth-filling, which is my favorite descriptor.
Now, you have, I understand, done some test cooking with MSG. How did it turn out for you?
Well, it is an interesting substance. I made a very weak little broth out of some duck bits I had around the house, and I compared two cups of it, one which I'd added nothing extra to, and one which I'd added a pinch of MSG to. And the MSG broth had more roundness and tasted like the duck had been cooking with something other than just, you know, duck bones, but just had a more rich taste.
So when we come down to the end, are you going to save space on your shelf for MSG or something like it?
I have to say, having been trained to cook the way I cook, I don't think I would use MSG with any real frequency. It is an interesting product, but there are some products that I like that have MSG in them. You know, every now and then one adds a bouillon cube to a batch of rice to add a little richness, and that often has MSG. And then there's the Kewpie mayonnaise that I mentioned earlier.
Opinion and analysis from Sarah Dickerman, who writes about food for the online magazine Slate. You will find her article about MSG at slate.com. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you very much.